Sportsnation.com.
This is no way to run the greatest country on earth. It's a dangerous game that we've never played before, and we can't afford to play it now.
All right, so the president has spoken, and that's what we're talking about here tonight on America Tonight, of course. Always, though, we go inside the Beltway, and there was a lot of reaction to what's going on, the tug of war that we continue to talk about with the debt ceiling, and is it going to be lifted by August 2nd? And everybody has an opinion on this. Former presidents have an opinion on it, of course, and current and, of course, and former congressmen and senators. So Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News joins us a lot during the week, and she certainly has her ear to the ground. Victoria, a lot of people naturally sounding off about this, not just the American public, people who call shows like mine and other ones, but what are you hearing?
Well, really very interesting. One fascinating thing is that before Speaker Boehner unveiled his debt plan to the GOP rank and file this afternoon, he outlined it to Rush Limbaugh. First.
Really?
Yes. He called Rush Limbaugh, told him about it, and then Limbaugh talked about it on his radio program. The idea being that Limbaugh's support would be advantageous to Republicans because it might rally the conservative base. So, of course, Limbaugh, of course, might not see it advantageously at all to him. He might see it as more advantageous to him to have chaos.
Right. That makes sense because controversy sells.
Exactly. So that's one very interesting reaction. A bizarre one, Representative Billy Long, Republican of Missouri, has tweeted, "No one could reach hashtag Amy Winehouse before it was too late. Can anyone reach Washington before it's too late? Both addicted, same fate." Really? Really?
Yeah, that's
Billy
a stretch.
Long, you're going there?
Yeah.
So that was odd. Interestingly, Al Gore weighed in on the deficit debate today in his official blog, seeming to respond to Representative Ron Paul of Texas. Ron Paul did an op-ed for Bloomberg saying that default now is actually better than defaulting later. The U.S. will default on its debt sooner or later, and it's certainly preferable that it be sooner. And he basically characterized his perspective on the possibility as sanguine. So Al Gore said that some Republicans are living in an alternative version of reality.
Yeah, it's interesting how, too, Gore saying that you've got plans coming out on all sides, including Harry Reid, I guess, who talking about his plan, $2.7 trillion, and he's daring the Republicans to vote against it. Is there anybody, Victoria, that doesn't have a plan?
The president currently doesn't have a plan unless he brings one out in the next day or so. But as he signed on to Senator Harry Reid's plan earlier in the day, I don't think he's going to bring one out. No, it's sort of a plan a minute at the moment. But I do think the two chief plans will be the Reid plan for the Senate and the Boehner plan for the House, and it'll be the battle of the plans. And at the moment, I have to say, I think the Boehner plan is in the lead, even though that's the more extreme plan. And even though it's more extreme, it's being opposed by rank-and-file conservatives in the House because it doesn't go far enough.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you talked about all this various reaction, and we've seen what's happened with the credit ratings and S&P on down, but and Moody's. But also I read something today, too, and you might have seen this, that the International Monetary Fund released a statement saying it's critical for the U.S. to raise the debt limit. So it seems as though everybody, as I started off the conversation, everybody's weighing in on it, including anybody and their brother connected to any monetary system, and the IMF, of course, watching what's happening in Greece and bailing out and all that sort of stuff. So I wonder if the more that starts to happen, I think there's more pressure that keeps getting applied to Congress, don't you?
That's right. I mean, the IMF saying that it really needs to be done very, very, very quickly. The president, of course, basically saying that while neither party is blameless for the decisions, both parties have a responsibility to solve it, and laying out the two approaches the balanced approach, which he's saying is the Democratic approach that's also bipartisan, and then giving the approach from the Republicans and saying that the debate isn't about whether we need to make tough choices, basically really laying out the arguments as he sees fit, and frankly putting the blame on Republicans, and really pretty much making it clear that if we don't get this right, we will default, and making it very clear with how serious this is, and talking about this from the point of view of middle-class Americans, and how important compromise is, and how hard Americans are working.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, thanks from Talk Radio News. We'll talk at you soon.
Thank you.
All right, and of course, mentioning there just the same old, except for that the president decides to go to the bully pulpit, so to speak, and capture the airwaves to make his case, I think, to the nation. In several of the things that he said, he went after the Republicans, and he talked about the stalemate and what was happening and how it was rattling investors and what's going to happen with the stocks and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting with these various plans. What he's saying is that it would be unthinkable, the showdown risks denting the United States' image in the global markets of the world's largest economy and only superpower, and these are his words, and threatens its recovery from recession. So you've got a real standoff here, to say the least, not that we didn't know that. And House Speaker John Boehner is saying, look, the Democratic plan is full of gimmicks. And Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, says that there's extremists in the Republican Party, and they can't be allowed to hijack this whole proceedings. So it's interesting because having the president, I think, jump before the United States population to try to plead the case was an interesting thing. And he must have said, I was looking at a count that somebody had, he must have said the word compromise 6 or 7 times in the short amount of time that he was on the air, and kept talking about this bipartisan deal and talking about the debt and the comments in Washington and saying that the deficit was on track to top $1 trillion when he jumped into office, and that the recession meant there was less money coming in. So it was almost like, because he's running again, this is what I felt, especially in the beginning, since the president is running to be reelected again, it was almost like, okay, hey, I want you to know, in this blame game, let's make it clear, I came in and we were going to hit $1 trillion. I came in, we were in a recession, so we didn't have revenues coming in because of that. We had to spend more. We had to do that. We had tax cuts for the middle class because we had to jump the economy. So I'm wondering what kind of a political maneuver this is and whether it backfires on him or not. Or maybe some people embrace it and say, well, okay, well, I buy that explanation. I can't wait to see what the ratings were for that small amount of time. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, and you can throw in your 2 cents, too, by the way. I'm going to let you hear some more snippets of the Prez next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Trouble, and I think that is what was on the president's mind when he decided to take the airwaves. This is America Tonight. Welcome. Kate Delaney is my name. You know how we roll here if you've listened at all. If you haven't, welcome aboard. We zig and zag all over the place. And as I mentioned before, we stepped away to throw on the B side. Your comments are always welcome here, left of left, right of right, I don't care. Just make sure you have some comments. 800-259-5791. One of the key things that you could extract from what the president said is, I mentioned he kept saying balance, and he mentioned balance approach, and that had to happen, and he talked about what he inherited. I told you about that. And he also mentioned what was going on with the Republicans. So he kept emphasizing that several times. One of the things you could pull out of that is that he's saying that both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, we got to look at it through both of those lenses. Here he is in his own words.
Neither party is blameless for the decisions that led to this problem. Both parties have a responsibility to solve it.
Yeah, that's pretty short and sweet. Both should solve it, but that's not happening because you have spending and you have raising taxes. You have spending cuts and raising taxes, and the two just are not dancing together on the same dance floor. That is why there's a lot of problems that have twisted into what the president says is dysfunctionality.
The American people may have voted for divided government, but they didn't vote for a dysfunctional government. So I'm asking you all to make your voice heard. If you want a balanced approach to reducing the deficit, let your member of Congress know.
That's interesting. So pleading the case of calling your congressman to say, hey, why don't you reach across the aisle? Here's the thing. The president's not listening to talk radio. There's no way. He's not listening to cable either, because I don't think those calls that are going into Washington are going to be about that. I think the calls that are going into Washington are going to be about, you better not raise my taxes, and forget it. You got to draw a line in the sand, and if we have to take the bullet on this one, we're going to take the bullet. I think that's what most of the calls, at least certainly to the Republican senators and congresspeople, are about. Absolutely. And I don't think they're coming in any direction where you've got Joe Smith from New Jersey calling Menendez to say, ooh, I hope you reach across the aisle and let's have some bipartisan cooperation. And I doubt you get very many takers on that. So to me, this was almost like, certainly it had Robert Gibbs' handprints all over this. I think the idea, the former White House spokesman, I think the idea was to get the president in front of this crazy train wreck. And that, to me, signifies that the Democrats must be worried that nothing, that this is a stalemate. And no matter what Tim Geithner says, the Secretary of the Treasury, about Armageddon is going to slam into us on August 2nd, I think that the Democrats from 1600 Pennsylvania on think that this is definitely going to end in default. So he's getting in front of this to say, I want people to work together. I inherited this, but okay, we need to solve it. It needs to be balanced, and the Republicans and their negotiations are they're digging their heels in. And that's not what we need right now, although both sides are to blame. So not to point too many fingers in one direction. And it's interesting because he took to the microphone a few hours after John Boehner delivered, you know, his own comments off the cuff to the news media. And then, of course, Boehner delivered a Republican response after Obama spoke, countering that, look, Republicans have tried to cooperate, but we keep getting stopped by the White House. That's what's happening. It's interesting because Boehner is the guy who delivered the first time around that some of the live responses, if you remember, from the State of the Union a long time ago, like 4 years ago. And he said Obama was looking for a blank check to fund his administration's spending binge. And said he changed his mind. Whatever happened in that golf game, that's all over. Whatever love was going on there, something changed, because he accused Obama of not negotiating in good faith and said, look, I gave it my all. The president would not take yes for an answer, is what he said. And we're talking 6 months plus that we've been dealing with this. I mean, really longer than 6 months. But when it's been on the radar of most people, I'm going to say most people, it's been 6 months. Not that we had a terrible deficit. This is a smart audience, and many people are calling radio stations that I'm on and others and screaming to the hosts about the deficit and the spending. That's been happening for a long time. But specifically, this idea that it's going to be the worst depression we've ever been hurled into, and something has to happen here, and we got to get rid of the Band-Aid, and all of that really started at the beginning of the year. So before his speech, Boehner said to somebody, I guess, that he was passing in the hall, one of the security people, that he didn't sign up for going toe-to-toe with the president of the United States. And, you know, without the legislation, by the end of the day on August 2nd, they continue to say that the Treasury is not going to be able to pay all of its bills, which would possibly trigger the default. If you look at the money that's coming in, they should be able to cover, I'll call it like a Wall Street term, they should be able to cover the puts. I mean, really, it's the loan, but I'm going to call it puts. They should be able to cover it. They should be able to cover that, the amount that's due. But it is very easy to dangle the Social Security and to dangle the checks of the veterans and to throw in anything for good measure that affects the middle class. Boehner says, and he says this is it, the proposal that he's put out there, and his proposal probably will pass the House, it makes sense, they have the numbers, would allow Congress to raise the debt ceiling beyond that limit, right? But you'd have to also have attached to it $3 trillion in spending cuts over a decade, and it would split the debt increase into two parts. Congress first would vote for a debt ceiling hike of $900 billion, okay, along with spending cuts worth a little bit more. Then there'd be another vote next year after a committee finds another $1.8 trillion in deficit savings. The plan would absolutely require the House and the Senate to vote on a balanced budget amendment and put a cap on it, like a salary cap, right, like they have in the NFL, put a cap on discretionary spending. So the idea that we would be able to remove the corneas of frogs and examine them for whatever to the tune of however many millions, would be something that couldn't happen in the future. Some of the crazy spending on things like that, of course I'm making that up, but think of the weirdest, stupidest thing, and you can look in the huge tombs that are released by the Citizens Against Government Waste, and it'll knock you on your heels. In fact, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have somebody on and we'll talk about some of what you probably don't realize is being funded. Now, the alternative in the plan that the Democrats are sticking with is Reid's plan, and that would cut $2.7 trillion in spending using a bunch I'm going to call it gimmicks that would include about $1 trillion in savings from winding down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it wouldn't increase taxes, and the debt ceiling hike would be good until about 2013, conveniently after the election. So, and Reid is not, he's floated it out there, but he hasn't officially introduced it into the Senate because he wants to see what happens with Boehner's bill and then use that to his advantage if that careens off the cliff. All right, believe it or not, this is a huge story, but there's something also brewing in the NFL. Guess what? And we told you about it. I got a text last night. Remember I said it was a definite deal? Well, it officially is a definite deal. The NFL is back. We got some details.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We wanted to let everyone know who loves this game that the Board of Player Representatives and the Executive Committee of the National Football League Players Association unanimously recommended the approval of the deal.
Wow, just in the nick of time, the NFL solves its crisis. That was G. Maurice Smith representing the players. So the NFL Players Association, their executive board, and the team reps voted unanimously, not a surprise, we knew this was happening, to approve the deal. And it ends the 4.5-month lockout. How about that? There's still some things, nitpicky things, they don't like. But they worked through the weekend, they wrapped up some of the details, and they've got a final deal that's good for 10 years without an opt-out clause, supposedly. How about that? Because that's what happened. The owners decided to opt out of the old labor contract, which stopped on March 11th. And then that's what happened. They locked out the players. You know this by now, right? So, right now, players are scrambling the end of the week to get to camps and then preseason games, and then you've got the whole free agency thing. And from one perspective, it's kind of nightmarish, I'm sure, for the teams, because they've got a tentative timeline that would allow NFL clubs to start signing the draft picks. That's huge. And the rookie free agents on Tuesday, and we're in a Tuesday, and conversations with veteran free agents also could start as well. And signings can start by the end of the week. So you got signings, you have camp opening up, you have people scrambling big time. I think I said on the show, and I knew this, that there was a real tipping point in Dallas. I found out that the equipment, all the equipment was going down to the Alamo Dome because they really believed this was going to happen, so everything would be in place for the players. That's where they're holding their camp. And they felt pretty good about it. Wonder if that was going on with the other teams. Regardless, we got some football. We got football, so this is huge. It's crazy huge. And certainly, some of the other guys that were on hand, like the Drew Breeses and Jeff Saturday was there and a bunch of others that were part of the players' negotiating team, they were very pleased that this has now worked out because it certainly didn't look like it. Training camps will open for 10 of the 32 teams on Wednesday, maybe your favorite team, 10 on Thursday, another 10 on Friday, last two on Sunday. Like I said, everybody's probably scrambling to get to their training camps. Here's what Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, had to say about this whole thing wrapping up. And also, you know, you have to pay attention to the fans because the fans play a big part of this. There's some making up to do.
Players did such an extraordinary job representing themselves and showing that they wanted to secure the long-term interest of the game, not just for the players, but also for the people who played the game before them, and also our fans. Football's back, and that's the great news for everybody. I want to thank Dee and all of the players for their leadership and for securing the long-term future of the game. Having a 10-year agreement is extraordinarily great for our game. But most importantly, our fans. We know what we did to frustrate our fans over the last several months. They want football, and our job is to give them football. We think that through a 10-year agreement here, we've secured the future of the game to ensure that pledge to bring great football to our fans. I think we have some work to do, though, to make sure that they understand that we are sorry for the frustration we put them through over the last 6 months.
Yeah, and you could hear that frustration on all kinds of shows. You know, not just your sports talk shows across the country. People not happy with what was going on there. And it's interesting because you can compare the NFL to, and we have, to what's happening politically. And they've worked this out. They figured it out. So they figured out a way to get it done, knowing it was just too costly to not go into the season. Disastrous, in fact, to not be able to do that. Smart timing that this finally has happened. Very smart timing. So, what do you think they were doing with the extra, I don't have to go to the mini camps. Do you think they were going to the state fairs and they were throwing the footballs through the tires or whatever. I don't know. But I know that we have nailed the score coming back this season, and that if you're a football fan, on Sundays anyway, I know what you're going to be doing. So they solve the riddle, but the politicians can't. If you look at sports, there's so many analogies you can draw anyway from sports and politics, the whole thing of you and me. I'm on one team, you're on another team, and we're competing against each other. That is absolutely what's happening in Washington. Not just over raising the debt ceiling, but you can particularly see it there, that this whole idea of finding some bipartisan, balanced solution to this is not going to happen. In fact, when Obama did his speech before the nation, as Boehner was coming out to make comments on from the Republican point of view, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi issued a statement after the speech saying that Look, Democrats are ready to find a solution to reduce the deficit, a bipartisan one, and to protect the middle class and Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. But the Republicans' plan that is being proposed by Speaker Boehner doesn't meet that test at all. Not only does it say that in 6 months we have to start all over again, it would send a continued message of uncertainty to the markets and risk job creation. So, and Mitch McConnell, after he pansied out a week ago, the senator from Kentucky is pushing the president to shift his ideas on what plan and what to do instead of vetoing the country, as he said, into default. So, where are we and where do we go? The NFL rolls on, but the nation is still being held hostage by all of these debt talks. They end their lockout, but we are getting locked out by the people in Washington. If you have any thoughts on what the president was trying to do by addressing the nation, I want to hear them. You can send them to me at americatonight.net. If you go to the website, click on the email, boom, you're in. Or you can jingle my digits, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. And to me, it is about maneuvering. It is about posturing. Because the president talks specifically about this, just the debt talks, saying that we've been talking about it now for a while, that we've been debating it, and that for the last decade we spent more money than we take in, and that the government had a budget surplus in 2000, but didn't pay off the debt. That instead the money was spent on trillions of dollars in new tax cuts, and then talked about the two wars and a prescription drug program, and that was added. So that's also interesting, too, throwing out the two wars thing, especially in the case of Obama, not so much with Iraq, but certainly with Afghanistan, because he backs the whole Afghanistan initiative and, in fact, sent that further down the line by the surge and whatnot. And he specifically pointed out numbers saying that the deficit was on track to top that trillion when he took office, and the recession meant that there was less money coming in. I mentioned this already, and that's a problem. And that every family knows that a little credit card debt is manageable, but if we stay on the current path, that the debt would cost us jobs and do damage to the economy. But it's interesting when he's saying that, because the plan is to raise the debt ceiling. That's the plan. That's really the Democratic plan. So that means more money, unless taxes are rolled out. And the president used businesses in the other sense and said that they wouldn't be able to open up and hire more people because, you know, hey, businesses couldn't do it because they can't balance their books. Interest rates would climb for everyone who borrows money, any homeowner with a mortgage, a student with a college loan, the corner store, all that stuff, and we wouldn't be creating any jobs. And we wouldn't be able to pay for the vital programs that we have, like Medicaid or Medicare. And most of the speech, because we've only broken it down since we jumped on the air a little bit here. Most of the speech was peppered with some numbers, including that the one number that came up, that under what the president is calling a balanced approach, 98% of Americans who make under $250,000 wouldn't see a tax increase at all. And that he wanted to extend the payroll tax cut for working families. And that instead, millionaires and billionaires would have to sacrifice. Anybody a millionaire, billionaire out there that cares to comment? Just kidding you. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Lots of comments pouring in. 800-259-7791. You can throw in your two as well.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It's bringing it full circle. Most of the conversation, of course, centering around what the president had to say when he addressed the nation, being very pointed to lay a lot of it in the lap of the Republicans and the president before by saying when he came into office, which is true, when he did come into office, certainly we were nearing that $1 trillion mark. And then there was the recession to deal with because of the banks and what happened in the fall of 2008, did the comparisons with the families and the credit card that all of us know about, that all of us have talked about, but also threw in some other things that we've mentioned here, including the fact that raising the debt ceiling doesn't allow Congress to spend more money. It just gives the country the ability to pay the bills is what he was saying. He's trying to explain that. And saying that it's been done in the past and that Congress has always passed it since the 50s and that every president has signed it. that Reagan did it 18 times, Bush did it 7 times, and that we have to do it by Tuesday, August 2nd, or we won't be able to pay our bills. So this was definitely specifically geared toward explanations of where we are, what it means, what the AAA credit rating is, what would happen if it was downgraded, what about a huge tax hike on the back of the American people, what kind of an economic crisis would be hurled into. And apparently a lot of people in this audience aren't buying that they believe it's political maneuvering, because almost immediately when I checked the email, long before we jumped on the air, because remember, this happened at 9 o'clock East Coast time on Monday when the president went before the cameras. So many of you must have just hustled to the website to click on the email, because I got a ton of them. And so without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This comes to us from Ray. Hello, I was watching the president tonight. I've been listening to your show here and there when I can stay awake, to be honest, because I work an early shift. I will say, when I listen, I enjoy it. I think it's ridiculous what Obama is trying to push. He is a robber. And now he is trying to manipulate the reasons why his party should spend us into more ridiculous debt. At some point, somebody has to just say no. What do you think, Kate? Do you believe in this whole defaulting thing? I explained it before like this, that from my understanding, we wouldn't have to default anyway. Like, take that out of the equation. Because what we could do is, there is enough money to pay the particular loans that we're talking about, that we would be able to do that in moving some money around. And I've said this for the past couple of months. One of the biggest drains on us is all the foreign money that we're giving out and the wars. I mean, all of you know that. We're killing ourselves with the wars that have gone on, the amount of money that's been spent. If you reeled all of that in, and it can't happen overnight, but if you reeled all of that in and took away some of that money that's being thrown out there, especially the countries who are fine, who are on their own, and why are we giving them money still? Why are we giving them money? Don't you wish that could happen to you? And I'm too honest, I would say something. It'd be like if you worked at a job, and I know somebody that this happened to, and they worked for a big corporation. They did a great job, and then they got a better job. When they left the corporation, they kept getting checks in the mail. They were getting checks every 2 weeks. So what do? Do you say anything or do you not say anything? So all the people that we've helped in the past, some of them shouldn't be getting any checks from us. They're getting checks. And, of course, they want to continue to get those checks, but they shouldn't be getting them. There's some money, found money. Audit the government, and then the overlap, take the overlap away. We got 1 week on this whole thing. There is a way to avoid defaulting. There is a way to do that. So we don't have to have that happen right away. But certainly there's no question we can avoid it. There is a way to avoid that, and it doesn't have to be set in stone, all these other things, if that's what it comes down to. It is a dysfunctional government. I do agree with that. That was one of the things the president said, by the way. All right, here's another quick one. This is from Ann in Indiana. Kate Delaney, I have to tell you that I cannot understand why anybody is supporting this president. I will be honest with you. I'm a lifelong Democrat. And, yes, I did vote for Obama. I didn't like what happened in the previous administration, at the tail end anyway, especially with the bailout of the people on Wall Street. But it seemed to me, in what I heard just a short while ago, that the president was running for re-election, not really concerned about what was happening, but painting some broad strokes. He needs to put his paintbrush away and focus on the job at hand. All right, very good. And in Indiana, I would have to agree, if you read the speech, especially, you listen to it, then you read it, that's what it's about. It's almost like hat in hand. Okay, here's what's happening. American people, you want this government, but you don't want a dysfunctional one, right? So you got to get on those phones. You got to tell the people in your district to stop it, to vote for a compromise. How interesting. And reading through the whole thing, if I were to pull out key things, yes, definitely, he sounds like he's running for re-election, but also giving himself an out. And that's what makes me think that they'll default on it, because why would he give himself an out? Hey, if it gets ugly out there, don't blame me. I addressed the nation. I told you what happened. I told you what we were missing. And you can blame the Republicans for the situation that you're in. I think that's really what the speech was about. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Okay, I got my headphones put down.
Good.
Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Here's your first one. This little girl saw this little boy out behind a tree taking a whiz, and she says, "Oh, my God, what a handy thing to bring to a picnic. Where can I get one?" Okay, here's another one for you. This teacher had a student that had a problem saying his R's. So she said, "I want you to go home and practice this exercise and come back tomorrow and do it for the class." She said, "Robert gave Richie a rap in the ribs for roasting the rabbit too rare." So he went home. The next day he came back, and she says, "Are you ready?" And he said, "Yes." She says, "Okay." And he says, "Bobby gave Dickie a poke in the slats when he cooked the bunny too little."
You're just dying to call up and tell America that joke. I know it.
Yeah,
I know
okay,
you
listen,
so well.
Listen, they don't have to worry about the Social Security checks. They're covered by $2 trillion of notes that we issued back to the thing so we can trade them in for $1 piece. Obama's lying about that. He spent all the money to begin with. It was the $1 trillion that he just blowed. I explained all that stuff to you last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for bringing this down to the crisis. This is the way they like to work. They try to put forward a crisis right to the last minute. Then we have to make a decision instantaneously, just like we did in 08 with the debacle of him getting the money for the TARP and all that other crap. That was all a crock of crap to begin with as well. And this guy has got to go. He's been given $80 million to Acorn, which is against the law, and they're about to catch up with him on the gun-running thing. Dale Eisen wants to talk to Holder. Holder's stalling. He won't show up. They got Holder on perjury because of stuff they got on him. And they also got some of his people from Obama that Obama appointed to the program. So I'm telling you, Kate, a whole lot of stuff is getting ready to hit the fan, and it ain't just this budget thing. And we shouldn't give this SOB a damn dime. Go ahead and shut it down, pay what we got to pay, and let a little clown learn to live for the next year and a half on what we bring in each month, which is about $175 billion a month. If you can't live on that, run the government on it. Hey, guess what? We must downsize the government. How about all the people he's hired and his 41 czars that he pays six-figure salary for? Okay?
Yeah, there you go, Dan. I mean, absolutely. There's one thing. It's what I said. You could purge some of the overlap in the government, and you've got your money right there. There is enough money to pay this. Make no mistake about that.